President Obama is taking to the airwaves tonight to outline his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates met with the president in a closed-door meeting at the White House, and John Bennett is a defense reporter for The Hill, and he's been following the story. He joins us now live with details. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So the timeline, what are we looking at? What are you hearing?
What we're hearing is the president will announce tonight basically a 10,000 troop withdrawal plan through the end of this year. And how sources are saying that will be structured is 5,000 will come out this summer, followed by another 5,000 by the end of the year. That would leave in place about 23,000 troops that went in 2010 as part of the surge in Afghanistan that really made the generals say, and Secretary Gates says, really made the counterinsurgency strategy really work well. And those 23,000, and this is where the asterisk comes in to the plan, we expect the president to say he intends to pull those out by the end of next year, but that will be based on, and we've heard this phrase for a decade now, conditions on the ground. So if conditions continue to improve, if the counterinsurgency strategy continues to work as it has been for the last 8 or 9 months, those troops, those 23,000 remaining surge troops, could be out by the end of next year. And, oh, by the way, there's an election next year.
So 10,000 now, 23,000 next year, that's 33,000. That's about the size of the surge, and that leaves how many for 2013?
There would be around 60 to 70,000. Still there, depending on what you count as, you know, a combat troop or a support troop.
And what's the timetable for those, or does that go on indefinitely?
Well, then you get into some of those may be beyond the 2014 deadline, but most of those then would be on track to come out by 2014 as more and more of the Afghan security units start to do the security in their areas on their own with, you know, just U.S. help. Or the goal is that those Afghan units will be doing everything on their own by 2014.
What happened in Iraq was they moved out the troops and then moved in State Department personnel, and I was wondering if they're going to do something similar in Afghanistan, replacing the troops with more diplomatic crews.
We haven't heard a lot about what happens beyond 2014. The administration, Congress, the Pentagon, they are focusing really hard, it seems like, in Afghanistan. They're focusing really hard right now on what the generals have come to refer to as the fighting season. You know, the winter over there is really brutal, it's really cold, and most of the fighting goes on in the spring, summer, into the fall months. And, you know, we heard Senator McCain say that he thinks with a successful fighting season over the next few months that, you know, we could, as he said, we could have this thing pretty much wrapped up. So we don't know beyond 2014 what the U.S. footprint over there will look like, the mix between military and you know, diplomatic folks.
And, of course, we also don't know what the Taliban and the other forces we're trying to contend with there will do. But does it seem like this withdrawal is going to happen at different rates but still end by 2014 regardless of the actuality for Afghanistan?
More and more, it really looks like most of our troops will be out by the end of 2014. You have a souring Congress. Even Republicans in Congress for the first time in larger and larger numbers are just thinking that after a decade, you know, there aren't big returns on a huge investment. And then you have, you have more Americans than ever. A Pew Research Center poll out this week found 56% of Americans favor bringing U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. That's up 8 percentage points just from last month. So, and Secretary Gates said yesterday that any president can't ignore this kind of domestic mood. And as we stay there and the economy stumbles here and, you know, we're spending $100 million a month in Afghanistan, I think it will be a tough, really tough thing for any president to keep, you know, 50,000, 100,000 troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014.
We are talking with John Bennett. He's a defense reporter for The Hill. And speaking of the way the world is with defense, there's a lot of business in the Defense Department. And that means, you know, contracting and that whole industry that has really blossomed underneath the guise of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. What's going to happen with that? Or is that even a consideration?
I don't think the defense industry, based on the defense officials and lawmakers and industry officials that I've talked to over the years, I don't get a sense that in making war policy, they spend a lot of time in secret rooms in the Pentagon and the White House, you know, talking about Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman. That's more a discussion about, and we've been having this discussion, and we're going to see this discussion continue for the next few years. That's more about the base Pentagon budget, the yearly budget. And they do think about the defense industry. Where does the country need to be investing? What production capabilities might need a little more investment to keep it going so workers don't go away, engineers don't go away? Because once they go away, they go to other sectors. They leave defense and they never come back. But as far as war policy goes, that's a different discussion.
And speaking of the budget, of course, it's only another couple months, I guess, or so, till we'll know the scope or have an early indication of the 2013 budgets. Those are going to OMB shortly from the agencies. And is the indication, from what you can tell, that the reduction in troops will be reflected in the 2013 budget?
It will be. Secretary Gates has, on his way out, has made that point clear. You know, the budget came down between the 11 budget and the 12 request by, I think it was $40 billion, and that was reflective of, they had brought so many troops out of Iraq that it was just cheaper, the footprint there was just cheaper. So yes, these budgets are starting to reflect fewer U.S. troops on the ground.